Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Was impressed with Joe Biden, his response to the material, which you pointed out, Anna, that it was funny stuff. But when they were trashing him, or roasting him, rather, he was laughing his head off, which shows you that he's mentally stable, as opposed to years ago, if you remember, when Obama took a shot at a joke at Trump, this is the response. This show the picture. Look, there's the difference.
Yes.
You see, Biden is laughing at his low ratings. He's laughing at old jokes. Right. And Trump is ticked off and is plotting his revenge.
Yeah.
The rest of the world watches the debates. Not a joke. Not a joke. Fact. Not a joke. Fact. Not a joke. Not a joke. No, think about it. I'm not joking. No, I really mean it. I'm not joking now, okay?
For real. You think I'm joking. I'm not joking.
We didn't have anybody, not a joke, who could turn on the streetlights. You hear me? Not a joke.
That is not a joke.
I really mean it. Not a joke.
It's not a joke.
Not a joke. Not a joke. Not a joke. Not a joke.
Not a joke.
Not a joke.
Not a joke.
Not a joke.
Not a joke.
Not a joke.
You think I'm joking? I'm not joking.
Democrats, wake up, folks, plotting to sell their nonsense to you. And so Joy Behar says Joe Biden, he's saying, she has declared this man sane because Joe Biden can take a joke. Self-deprecating. That's right. Donald Trump can't take a joke. He never laughs at himself. You conservatives, you never laugh at yourselves. You want to talk about who can't take a joke? It's leftists. But Joy Behar wants to convince you they can take a joke. Joe Biden's sane. Yea, verily, it is so. Move on. Same with the laptop. Same with Hillary Clinton plotting against Trump. Same with Barack Obama sicking the DOJ on Trump. And a host of other things. Give me your issue. I will give you your leftist liar. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson. I should say welcome. The KevinJacksonNetwork.com. 844-551-8255. What a joke. I'm not going to talk about the White House Correspondents' Dinner. The left is going to make a big deal. Oh, Donald Trump didn't do it. Whatever. You know what? If these are people that want to reward themselves with lavish dinners and things, then look, I don't have anything against it. If it were truly for the betterment of the country, it's not. It is a one-sided affair. I keep coming back to this very simple principle of how we govern ourselves as conservatives. Is it good for the country? Is it good for the kids? Is it good for women? Is it good for whatever special interest? Is it good for the disabled? We care. I don't like sometimes the ramps. I don't like handicapped parking up front myself, but I'm willing to walk a few more steps if it will let a disabled vet or somebody who drew the short straw physically. I'm willing to do it. So are you. I've never heard a conservative drive up to a parking lot and go, man, they got all these handicapped spots up front and stuff. I've heard leftists say it. Like, why do you got to have so many spots? Why? But we're like, you know what? If that's what it takes for the handicapped to have access, no problemo. No problemo. Oh, my goodness. When you've practiced being a joke for 5 decades, as Biden has, don't you think he's pretty good at it? Because he certainly wasn't good at politics when he practiced that for almost 5 decades. And it's funny how Behar said, even when they were slamming him, even when they were talking about all the things he did, let me tell you, Joe Biden didn't get slammed. They alluded to stuff, but he didn't get slammed. Joe Biden is a menace. He's a menace to this country. Let me ask you this. Do you think if Trump had switched places with Biden and he were laughing, that Joy Behar would be saying the same thing? You already know the answer. People listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com, you know the answer.
Of course she would. She'd be. He was sitting up there, and he was laughing as the world was being destroyed all around him, and he didn't say a word. What's he laughing about? There is nothing to laugh about.
And it was funny. All the rest of these hags on the viewer,
you right, girl, yeah. And what Donald Trump, look, Donald Trump didn't Donald Trump.
Look, when you think about everything the press tried to do to Donald Trump, they want him to laugh. Take it in the chin, Donald. It doesn't matter if you say to The View, Donald Trump, who, by the way, Joy Behar, Whoopi Goldberg, all loved and respected before he ran for president of the United States. If that man, and when it's proven, and it already has been, no Russian collusion, Donald Trump was being targeted by Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama. Hunter Biden's laptop is legit. Joe Biden is a criminal. You could prove all that, and not a single word out of their mouths would have changed. That's how leftism works. So what? So what, man? I mean, it's still Donald Trump. It's like these knuckleheads that argue with me in this email thread. This one guy, who I don't even respond to anymore, anti-Trumper. Doesn't matter what you say. If you proved that Joe, if you say we now have more than the smoking gun, we have the fire. Joe Biden's records, Hunter Biden directly deposited money from Burisma into the account or whatever. This guy would go, but Donald Trump, man. You go, yeah, but you just heard, right, that Biden is now directly connected to Burisma and to the Russian collusion, and he was accepting money for oligarchs. Like I said, man, Donald Trump, what gets into the brains of people that just, all they do, they get this worm in their head. I hate him, I hate him, I hate him. I want you just to check yourself for just a second. When you can't find a level of rational thinking to say, you know what? I don't like the guy, but I don't like the woman, but you can have your petty jealousies. I'm not trying to get after you people. I know how some people are. Generally speaking, the way you can tell a conservative from a leftist is conservatives will say, you know what? Not my cup of tea, but I recognize this quality in them. You know what I'm saying? It might be a girl who's very vain, but she's good. And you go, you know, a lot to overcome with the ego. But I tell you what, that girl's good. We all know conservatives who said something like that. You go, you know, I'll be honest with you. I don't like the dude. But boy, what a stud. That was a guy I ran track with. And this dude was just a beast. He was a decathlete. And his time, the thing that made him special to me, this was when I was in high school, what made him special was he was close to the times of the non-decathletes. But he was a jerk. But I said, you know what? I respect him. Short break, folks. Keep your seats. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Is your mom a Kevin Jackson groupie? Of course she is. And if she listens to this show, what better way to show her love on Mother's Day than to get her a Funniest Mom shirt? Don't worry, Dad won't mind, because he's a Kevin Jackson groupie too. The funniest and best gifts for Mom are at thekevinjacksonnetwork.com/shop. And I hope you'll visit there, show your mom some love, and go get her a gift that she'll treasure forever at thekevinjacksonnetwork.com/shop.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you, and you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. That's 800-860-4614.
Is your mom a Kevin Jackson groupie? Of course she is. And if she listens to this show, what better way to show her love on Mother's Day than to get her a Funniest Mom shirt. Don't worry, Dad won't mind, because he's a Kevin Jackson groupie too. The funniest and best gifts for mom are at thekevinjacksonnetwork.com/shop. And I hope you'll visit there, show your mom some love, and go get her a gift that she'll treasure forever at thekevinjacksonnetwork.com/shop.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
You know, the rapidly rising his just inability to focus on any federal responsibility.
I'm prepared to say that I have a record of over 40 years and that I'm going to beat Joe Biden. Over 600,000 dead. Many of them are people who are those workers, those nurses, doctors, some of them, because they have put themselves in a position to save other people's lives, protect the rest of society.
150 million people have been killed since 2007 when Bernie voted to exempt the gun manufacturers from liability. More than all the wars, including Vietnam, from that point on.
Because they invaded another country and annexed a significant portion of it called Crimea.
Right.
He's saying that it was President, my loss, it was his fault.
And turn this primary from a campaign that's about negative attacks into one about what we're for. Because we cannot get reelect, we cannot win this reelection. Excuse me, we can only reelect Donald Trump.
We hold these truths to be self-evident. All men and women created by go, you know the thing.
You get a tax break for race. In God's name, couldn't we provide an $8,000 tax credit for everybody who has child care costs? It would put 720 million women back in the workforce.
In prison, the determination should be that your sexual identity is defined by what you say it is, not what, in fact, the prison says it is. And in that case, you should be entitled also to OGBYN. Anyway, you didn't ask that question, but you're not likely to either, I guess.
You're releasing your medical records to address concerns?
Yes.
By...
I don't have... What concerns, man? You want to wrestle?
Where do you start? Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. Wow. That Joe Biden on practically every... Look, there are slips of the tongue. I get it. And then there are things that you just go, what did you just say? I mean, let's just take the end there. You should declare your sexuality and that's where you go to prison. What do these people... You got. I mean, honestly, I'm trying to figure out how do you get into that mindset. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com 844-551-8255. I'm going to try to. There are certain times in my radio career where I just get introspective. I think about what are we talking about here. And hearing that mashup of the silliness of Joe, you say to yourself, this is the guy running our country. Forget the gaffes where he can't remember who he worked for, my former boss, and we hold these truths, you know the thing, and all that. Forget those. Just listen to the ideas. This is the guy running our country. That's scary. And here's what's more scary. There are people fighting tooth and nail for him. I don't think they believe him to be the best candidate. They just don't want ours. And they don't care. You think it's Trump. Everybody, Kevin, we got to have somebody different because... Let me tell you something, people. You better get away from this idiotic notion that, if we bring in Ron DeSantis... Somebody said Ron DeSantis is a lefty saying Ron DeSantis is more dangerous than Trump because he's better at being a conservative or something to that effect. And I'm thinking to myself, these people... really think they have me. They might have you fooled. They don't have me fooled. It does not matter who sits in the R chair. That person is going to get demonized. Let me tell you, go back to McCain. John McCain was like, well, if we just reach across the aisle, and he was always talking about playing footsies with the left. He prided himself on it. And let me tell you, the minute that guy became our candidate for president. God bless us for Lord, why did we do it? But the minute he became a candidate for president, they torched him. They torpedoed him. If you think Trump was hard on him, go back. Most people won't even understand what I'm talking about unless you go back and listen to the media. I remember a couple of interviews where John McCain was like, what happened? He was like, I'm the guy that's reaching across the aisle. I'm the centrist. He wasn't even a centrist. I'm the guy that's siding with you. I'm Democrat light. He's all that. And they tried to destroy him. And you know what John McCain did? He got so upset about it because he was a volatile dude. McCain decided, let him beat up on Palin. Let him beat up on Palin for a while. I'll talk about Palin in a bit because she's running for Congress in Alaska. But the people that believe, and folks, I'm not talking about just running for public office. If you believe, whether you're at your job, whether you're in your PTA, whether you're in your women's soccer club, if you think for one second that leftists will cut you any slack on woke and
the Marxism and all the different things that they're doing. You are out of your mind. They will not. They are looking for a reason to target you. They are the busybodies, the nosy neighbors, the HOA, you know, narcs. They are all of that rolled into one. They are irredeemable. And if you continue to try to work with them the way you have, you will continue to get the same result. Which brings me to my style. It's a bit more confrontational. But let me tell you what happens with my style. I used to get death threats when I first started, probably once every couple of days. And they started out, you know, I shouldn't say that. I got negative mail once every couple of days, easily, sometimes daily. And then and I would respond back, and it got to where it was daily, especially when I was on TV. It was daily. I got somebody saying something. That migrated into, you know, just you're an Uncle Tom, you're a coon, you're this type stuff. And then it migrated into tougher language. I wish I could just beat the heck out of you, you know, whatever. And I responded to that. Quite ugly, I must say. Not like a child of God, which I am. So it wasn't good. But I don't have a problem with it because, you know, it's who I am. So then it escalated to death threats, which I'd probably get one a week. And so when you finally get to the point where you, and keep in mind, all along this food chain here, I'm fighting back. And when it got to the death threats, where I said, fine, bring it. And people knew I was serious about it because I absolutely was. I haven't had a death threat. I'm telling you right now, I haven't had a death threat in, it's got to be 2-3 years. Not one. Because people finally say, this guy is not going to back down. What is the moral of this story? I think you get it.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
An interest rate hike is expected to be announced by the Fed Reserve in order to help curb inflation. This comes after a 0.25% increase in March. supply chain issues, stimulus spending, and the war in Ukraine have fueled rising prices. Fewer jobs are on the labor market than analysts predicted. The latest private payrolls report from ADP said 247,000 jobs were added in April. Experts were looking for 390,000. The report comes ahead of the jobs number that will be released by the federal government on Friday. A new report says the CDC bought cell phone data to track vaccination and lockdown compliance. The CDC paid an outside data broker over $400,000 last year to monitor Americans' visits to churches, schools, and pharmacies. USA Radio News. The Ohio primaries are seeing a win for a Republican candidate supported by former President Donald Trump.
J.D. Vance emerged victorious in Ohio's crowded Republican Senate primary Tuesday, beating out a field of contenders to replace retiring Senator Rob Portman. He will now be facing off against Democrat Tim Ryan in November.
Wow! I gotta say, I thought this would feel good. It feels even better than I thought it would. Thank you all so much.
J.D. Vance got President Trump's endorsement. That gave him a 10% advantage at the polls over his closest competitor. As for Trump, his endorsements were perfect. 77-0 across Illinois and Ohio.
Lance Pry reporting from the USA Radio News West Coast News Bureau. The name of the man who allegedly assaulted comedian Dave Chappelle on stage is being released. TMZ reporting the attacker's name is Isaiah Lee. He's being held on $30,000 bail. This is USA Radio News.
It has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Leftists would never admit this, and Joe Biden certainly would never admit it, even though he's already said it publicly, but he will not be sending Russian President Vladimir Putin a get-well card anytime soon, given that supposedly, I don't know if this is true, but Putin is having medical issues. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here, listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. It was not that long ago, folks, that Joe Biden issued a fatwa against Putin. He essentially called him out. He said, hey, listen, this guy's got to go. This guy's got to go. Come on, man. He's like corn pop. And, of course, the media played into it. And so now we've got all this, you know, humanitarian stuff for Ukraine, which maybe they need it. Look, the people of Ukraine certainly need it. But the government of Ukraine, one of the most corrupt governments in the world, known for this. Joe Biden threatened to take his $1 billion, our $1 billion, and go home if they didn't get his son off. And they did it. The level of corruption that is just untenable. Unbelievable in the so-called first world. Kind of like our election. Oh, by the way, this group that I'm in that, you know, likes to stir up nonsense, or, you know, supposedly it was a good group to get in because we have good philosophical discussions, and they invited me to join. There's a guy who said something along the lines that Joe Biden brought decency and honor to the White House. Decency and honor. And I thought to myself, what planet are you from? And of course, this guy is one of these, I told you, he is so anti-Trump that it's sickening, because you can't be that anti. There are people I flatly don't like, and I'm not as anti as this guy is against Trump. So I asked him one day, I said, did Trump steal your woman? You know, what happened to you and Trump? Do you have any personal knowledge? No. No, he's never met Trump. Everything he knows about Trump is anecdotal. Everything. Never met him. Never been in the same room with him. Nothing. And that cracks me up. And I think I told you guys, he said, Trump's a racist. I go, well, he's one heck of a racist, because I'm going to tell you, I've been with him. Many, many other black folks have been with him. He's received awards from Al Sharpton and Jesse Jackson for his work in New York. Well, he didn't let black people in his building. Black people don't let other black people in the buildings they own. What are you talking about? Negro, please. Let me tell you something. I think I told this story. My grandparents had rent houses. There were some folks, they hated it. They would be like, oh, we ain't renting to that Negro. No, sir. Don't talk to me about Trump didn't want to rent his what? He didn't want to rent his high class apartments out to people who didn't have the credit. See, I remember Democrats helping black people out, you know, with this neighborhood reinvestment act or whatever through Clinton that ended up being the real estate debacle, the mortgage crisis. And you know who didn't benefit? Black folks. Black folks lost their houses in greater numbers than white folks. You want to know why? Because we didn't have the credit worthiness to do it. We didn't have the discipline to pay our bills the way white folks did. Because we weren't taught this type of thing by our own parents. Look, I'll tell you right now, my grandmother was horrible with money. She was what we called a soft touch. Any one of her children or grandchildren who wanted something, my grandmother made it her personal mission. Oh, boy, Aaron, you ain't got nothing, babe. Aaron. I'm like, Aaron is 26 years old. If Aaron doesn't have anything, it's because of Aaron. It isn't your fault. I used to send her money every month, and I had to threaten my own grandmother. I said, hey, look. I'm happy to send you whatever you need to pay your bills. But if you give any of the money that I send you to any of your grandchildren, then it is not good. I'm not sending it. I'm not taking care of them. Okay, baby. And I just sneak around and give them, you know, $5, $10 or whatever. But I'm like, that isn't my role. I'll take care of her till the day she died. But I'm not taking care of my cousins. Who are deadbeats. Anyway, going back to this. So this knucklehead, he's like, oh, Trump, Trump, Trump. And I'm going, is there nothing that you can talk about with Biden? I went on to tell him the Biden story. Joe Biden, worthless career as a senator, on the take, hanging out with white nationalists, said they were his friends. That's how you get stuff done in D.C. is what he said. It's by hanging out and befriending white racists. Now, anybody else that did that, their career would have ended. He's a plagiarist. He's a liar. I did better in school than him. I was on top of my class. I was just that and the other. You've heard the clips. I don't need to play them back for you. Joe Biden is a pathological liar. He plagiarizes speeches. He acted as if his grades were better, top of his class, top of his law class, multiple degrees. Oh, lie, 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 lie. All lies. And this guy is talking about he brings honor and decorum back to the White House. Then, as if that's not enough, Joe Biden's a womanizer. I'm not rational. I'm not trying to moralize against the guy. I'm not at all. Conservative guys womanize. They do a bunch of things that Joe Biden does, but Joe Biden acts like he's above it. Tara Reid, it's insane that I did that. He did it. He did it. Face it. He did it. And Joe Biden was so bad that his first wife drove her family, she and all the kids, in front of an 18-wheeler because she was going to show Joe Biden that he wasn't going to win. Luckily, the boys survived. She and their daughter were killed. And you know what Joe Biden did? He blamed the trucker. He said the trucker was drunk. It was a lie. He ruined this man's family. To the day this man died, Joe Biden was still spreading that lie. Why? Because it gave Joe Biden street cred. Oh, he's a guy who lost his poor wife to a drunk driver. Oh, my goodness. And that's how he built his Senate career, on a lie. And then he continued lying. Continued lying. Worthless career. If you go back and listen to Joe Biden clips, he sponsored every piece of meaningful legislation that ever came. One of 100 senators, but it was Joe who did it. And it didn't matter whether he voted for it or against it. If you like it, he was for it. If you're against it, well, he didn't do it, but he thought about it or whatever until he flip-flopped on it. So he lies about all that. And don't talk to me about his racism when he's talking about can't go into a 7-Eleven with a Pakistani and it isn't working there. And all the other stuff that he talked about with black folks going to the black sections of his town and going to meeting in parks with black men to tell them it's okay to wear a condom and telling black women it's okay to say no. Is it black men are in rape culture and black women don't know how to say no? They're too stupid. And we needed Joe Biden to tell us, the dumbest white man on the planet. With this clown, oh, Joe Biden, Joe Biden. Insane. Anyway, all of this to talk about Putin. Putin has cancer, supposedly. And he's supposed to be undergoing surgery. And according to The Sun, a Russian media outlet called General SVR began discussing Putin's health about 18 months ago. And they claim that he's got two serious ailments. Abdominal cancer, which I've never heard of, by the way, and Parkinson's disease. Now, I get no media on Putin. I see a few things, a few clips here and there. I'm not an expert. I'm not telling you one way or the other. But frankly, I don't believe that Putin's sick. Not if our media tells me, because this is the Sun by way of a General SVR, which is some Russian deal. Who knows what to believe these days, because the media makes stories up. And to my point, SVR quotes an anonymous Kremlin military figure. And this anonymous Kremlin military figure claims that doctors insist that he, Putin, needs an operation, but the date has not yet been determined. Now, Putin's not Steve Austin. He's not $6 million man. And we all are going to die, so he very well could be sick. But I don't know. But here's what I do know. Joe Biden is a brain-damaged, senile, corrupt, fake president who has ties to Russia, China, and Ukraine. That's for starters. And I'm confident that Biden will be proven 100% to be the big guy. And it won't take any investigative reporting to prove it. People already know it in their heart of hearts. But it will be proven. Now, as for Putin, we're going to learn more soon. And according to this anonymous military source, Putin would temporarily transfer his power to ex-spy chief Nikolai Petrushev. And while he's under the surgery and everything. But they've given no timeline for his surgery, no timeline for expected recovery. And as far as I know, there is no recovery from Parkinson's. But what I do know also is they say it's not going to happen before May the 9th, because that's Red Victory Day, where the Russians celebrate victory over Nazi Germany. Well, I should say the Soviets, because they were the Soviets at the time. So there you have it. Joe Biden won't be crying any tears. But here was my question. What happens if, for the sake of discussion, Russia, if Putin dies? What happens? What if Petrushev is the guy that takes over, the ex-KGB, probably GRU guy? What's going to happen? What happens to Joe Biden's boogeyman? Are they going to exit Ukraine or what? It makes for some interesting stuff. And let me tell you, Joe Biden's probably back there hoping, well, if he had a brain, he'd be hoping, you know, I kind of hope Putin dies. Will he say it publicly? Let's see.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. Ouch! Well, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers. If you administer insulin three or more times per day, or use an insulin pump, call now and learn how a CGM can help you.
Painless. No more pricking my finger.
No finger pricks.
Convenience. They delivered it free, and they took care of all the paperwork.
You can reduce pain right away. Plus, it's accurate, easy to use, and helps you spend more time in range. And if you have insurance, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Call now and get free shipping of your new CGM. Plus, we'll bill your insurance for you. 800-432-8150. 800-432-8150. 800-432-8150. That's 800-432-8150.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker, or whether you're a school teacher, or whether you're a scientist, or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to gcntaxcut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. gcntaxcut.com, gcntaxcut.com.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
"Only you can prevent wildfires."
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
With protection for your motorcycle, boat, and RV, your Progressive policy works the way it's supposed to. Unlike this indecisive sports talk host.
All right, welcome to the Big Shark Show.
Hey, Big Shark, any predictions for the game tonight?
Well, if you ask me, they are definitely going to win big, but I also think there's a chance they don't win. It's just my gut that they will. Or they won't, but I do have a hunch that whatever happens, we will definitely know when it does.
Wait, so...
Either way, they always seem to come up with a big play, or sometimes just a smaller one.
Switch to Progressive today.
Bottom line, they're going to win. Or lose.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
And I believe, Mr. Powell, Letta, you've echoed a similar sentiment. I think your quote is, "Many on the left hate Justice Thomas because he is a black conservative who has never bowed to those who demand that he must think a certain way because of the color of his skin." What evidence do you have to support that incendiary charge?
Oh, be careful, Hakeem Jeffries, member of the Congressional Black Circus, one of the clowns in that circus. Kevin Jackson, so you're listening to, folks, the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. I don't even know why this is coming up. I don't know what this was from. I got a clip My producer said, Kev, here's a clip. I said, okay, I'll talk about it. I'll tell people what they want to hear. Okay, you want to talk about it, we'll talk about it, okay? So, this clip is hysterical. Okay, first of all, people that know black conservatism, and many of you do because you're listening to a black conservative, which I don't think of myself as conservative. You're listening to a black pragmatist, a guy who's lived life long enough to know this is truth, this is a lie. As simple as that. When I'm lying, I go, that's a lie. I know it. When you lie, it's some, you know, well, and you have occasion where you do lie because you just don't want to hurt somebody's feelings or whatever. But you know it's a lie, and you know, well, it really isn't right necessarily, but I'm going to let it go. You know, I'm going to let this lie go. So it catches us too. I'm not so sanctimonious to go, I don't tell a lie. But anyway, Hakeem Jeffries acts as if this is news. Oh, explain yourself, sir. How dare you? Black conservatives, you say that it's racist under, we are racist again. What rock did this Negro live under to not believe that black conservatives are oppressed? Everybody knows it. That's why when you see one, that's a black Republican. He's a unicorn. People, it's so rare. People make such a big deal. I mean, I hate to say it, but they do. Like, you'll go to an event. There'll be a spattering of black folks. And people are like, whoa, there's another black. Okay, they want to come over. Thank you. People have walked up to me. Well, thank you, Kevin. Thank you. Thank me for what? Thank you for being black in this movement. I get why they're saying it, because they're so sick of the narrative. But there's no need to thank me. I didn't come to this movement as a token of like, I'll get a lot of attention if I just proclaim my blackness and my conservative. No, this is who I am. No thanks necessary. Yeah, I go up to veterans. If you want to go up to a veteran or a police officer and thank them, that's service. Don't thank me for living life the way I would live it. I would live my life this way regardless of what color I am. But I get it, and I understand you mean it as a compliment. I don't take it wrong, but I just want to make a distinction. Anyway, Hakeem Jeffries is wondering. He's like, how dare you say this? How dare you raise these charges? He called it an incendiary comment. But boy, did he walk into a buzzsaw. Play the rest of the clip.
When Sherman Benny Thompson calls him an Uncle Tom because of his views on voter ID and affirmative action, when in fact more black Americans support voter ID and with respect to affirmative action in college education, they're 62% opposed to it. So that is the most vile, disgusting thing you can say. And so, yes,
reclaiming my time.
Yes.
Ouch. Reclaiming my time. Reclaiming my time. How dare you actually give me evidence? Welcome back. You gotta love that. This white boy was prepared. He was like, I don't care about you congressional black circus clowns. I'm prepared. And it wasn't like he had to dig deep. He says, your chairman, I've got a ton of evidence here, but your chairman called him an Uncle Tom. And
how dare you?
Okay. See, I give you this as an example of how the left act all high and mighty. Look, this guy knows the truth. Hakeem Jeffrey knows the truth. Black conservatives are ostracized. Now, I will tell you this in full disclosure. When I was with Justice Thomas, we talked about the vitriol against him. And he says to me, he says, Kevin, he goes, in D.C., he goes, he told me a story. He says a lady, he was getting ready to get in his car. She said to him, like, I don't like you. And he was like, well, why not? And they went into a discussion, and he said, give me something that I've done that you don't like. And he talked to her, and he goes, it was cordial. He straightened her out. He got in his car, and he went away. Now, you know, I believe him. He's got no reason to lie. Now, my hope is that they have people protecting him, because I know for a fact there are people who absolutely would do Justice Thomas harm. To the point of this white man, the guy that's telling him, yes, you people are, you don't like black conservatives. You want to know why it's one of the top questions I get asked? Because people are genuinely afraid for my safety. And if you read the death threats I used to get all this, before people figured out that I'm a martial artist and a very well trained and skilled one, I used to get death threats all the time. And it's funny because they don't want to, I mean, I'm sure there are people that did want to shoot me and probably still do. But most of them wanted to just physically, like, man, I will beat the dog. I'll eat. Really? Okay. I tell you what, let's arrange it. Let's arrange for you to beat the dog out of me. So when they figure that out, I stopped getting those kind of threats. And to be honest with you, I haven't had a threat in a long time because I've been doing it long enough where people go, we can't back that Negro down. He is really a Tasmanian devil. If you mess with him, he's a breed of a Tasmanian devil with a Wolverine. And you're going to lose. You may win the fight, but you're going to be damaged. They figured it out. And I say it because I'm not bragging about it. I don't care. I don't care what people think about, oh, Kevin, you're just trying to be a tough guy. I'm not trying to be anything. I am a tough guy. And if you don't believe it, then, you know, you get the opportunity, but it ain't going to go your way. So I'm not trying to impress anybody with that. I'm just putting it out there because I say this to people all the time. I will run my mouth to the day I die. And if you think you're going to stop me, it's been decades. I don't have security. I travel all over this country. I travel all over the world. I don't have black water. I mean, I did once, but somebody provided it. But I don't have it. I don't pay for security. That should tell you all you need to know. So anyway, this guy gets into a fight with a dude who's like, no, I'm ready to fight. And then when the guy tells him, here's your evidence. Oh, I don't want to talk about it. Let me let you hear what Hakeem Jeffries says after this. Listen to this gobbledygook of him trying to now backtrack because he's been exposed.
There are a lot of vile, disgusting things that can.
Well, you just asked me for an example.
The notion that that is, right, when some members on this side of the aisle and others have been called the N-word throughout different points of our life, belies the point that you have a particular bias. And it's an overstatement, which is not surprising when you look at the balance of your testimony. And if Chairman Benny Thompson has an observation to make, he's entitled to free speech. You apparently believe that Jenny Thomas, regardless of how many conflicts she has, is entitled to her own political opinions as well.
Can I give you another example?
No.
Welcome back, folks. So Jeffries is now caught. So he says, well, there's been lots of vile, disgusting things. And he says members have been called the N-word. I don't know whether this is some race panel. I honestly don't. I wish I knew more. Yeah, well, I would have said, yeah, you've been called the N-word, Congressman Jeffries, by your own people. You get called the N-word by your own people more than you get called the N-word by anybody on the other side. But you act as if you're upset about it. Have you used the N-word? I mean, I'm just telling you. Then he goes on and he says, it's an overstatement, as has been the balance of your testimony. Because he's trying to make this guy out to be some kind of a racist. And what's funny about it is the guy apparently is protecting Clarence Thomas by showing that you don't even care about people that get to this stature. Your own chairman made this comment. And you know what the guy says? The chairman is entitled to his free speech. Hakeem Jeffries does not want to address the real issue that these silly Negroes on the left, these leftist Negroes, don't give a crap about black folks on the right. And the reason is we actually want to make a difference, and we are getting between them and their money. But then what's interesting is he brings up Clarence Thomas's own wife, Jenny, whom I know, as if that's relevant to the conversation. What's it got to do with anything? And the funniest part of it, which you obviously heard, is when the guy goes, hey, you want some more examples? No. No, I don't want anything more.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.